Hello, and welcome to another episode of Stop Winging It. I'm Mike Carver with Wingman Associates, and we're a strategic coaching firm. We're in episode 2 of a 4-part series on people management, and today we're talking about retention. So retention means a lot of things to different people. The reality is you've hired somebody, and that's a good thing, and you've got them on board, and you followed all the principles we talked about in the first video. But now you're looking at, how do I keep people? And people leave for all kinds of reasons. So what you do, how you set up your processes to keep people motivated, fulfilled, is probably one of the most important things you can do as a management team. Now they're looking to you for guidance. So what are the key factors when we consider retention? Stick with us here as we walk through this a little bit. What have you learned so far? The first thing I want to talk about is look backwards. Please look backwards. Have you done good debriefing? Have you gone through why with your HR team and your management team people are leaving? Any one person or any group of people? What is it that is a common factor? Can you put, again, your egos aside for a little while, and can you say, what can we learn from people as they exit? Remember, there's a reason behind it, and it may not be the spoken one that they gave you. So if they've left of their own volition, you really want to know why. Did they get picked off? Was the culture toxic? Was there too much drama? Were they promised to do one thing and they ended up doing something else? Any number of things, but you want to know. You really want to go backwards first as much as you can to figure out what's going on in the organization that is causing people to leave. That's the worst part about retention. So why do people stay or leave any job in general? Look, there's a few reasons that seem to rise to the top all the time. Money, culture, and their boss are the top three in any order. They always end up being the top three. And you're in control of that. You, as the owner of the company, the president, the CEO, the management team, you're the ones who kind of set the tone for that. So when people leave because of money, culture, or boss, you got to stop and look in the mirror. You got to say, what are we doing? Are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem here? So the first thing is take inventory. Why are people leaving? So you're on the hook, but if you boil it down, what are the top business books and leaders say? So I'm trying to synthesize a fair amount of information here. But when we look at it that way, here's something, again, that my friend Bert said from Protus Global. When you're stuck in a job with no advancement potential, little stability, and earnings that don't reflect your worth, that's not a good place to be. And he's right. It's not a good place to be. But when those priorities are met, people are more fulfilled. Again, that word, not an emotional up and down happy, but fulfilled, content. They like where they're at. They see advancement. They see opportunity. They are challenged. That retains people. And this is about retaining the good people that you've hired. So opportunity needs to match expectations. This is number 2. Is it a good fit for both of us? So you told me I was going to do X. I'm doing Y. That's not a good fit. I feel like it was a bait and switch somewhere along the lines. How do you make sure that that doesn't happen? Opportunity needs to meet expectations. Number 3, is the culture toxic? A non-toxic culture, less drama. People get that in their lives every day. They don't need more of it at work. So do we have a situation where there's a high toxicity factor going on? That's a bad, bad thing. Poor performance, number 4, being passed on to other members. This breeds resentment. When things flow downhill, when you don't do your job of taking care of an employee in any fashion that needs to be, including maybe having to let them go, when performance gets passed on to other people and they have to pick up the slack, that leads to bad results every time. And people are gonna have resentment. And resentment is a bad thing to have in an organization. So you don't want to have those things passed along. Are the employees well-trained and are they challenged? We've been talking about that. People want to know how to do the job, how to do it well, and they want to be trained. Do you have great training programs? Are they educated? Do they know what they're supposed to do? The next thing is, when management says that our people make the difference, do they really? Do they back it up? Does management put the processes in place and the systems so that you can excel? Or are you always having to go to somebody and say, how do you do this? Why isn't this automated? What's slowing you down? So do they really put people first? And the last thing is recognition. Recognition is so important in little or big ways. It can be cards, it can be Starbucks, it can be dinners, it can be trips, it can be bonuses, but whatever it is it consistently applied to all levels of the organization? Recognition is key. People want to be recognized. Look, running a business is hard. This is not an easy thing to do, and this is not an exhaustive list, but if you're going to retain great people, you got to build a great culture. Hey, if you've liked the second episode in our four-part series, again, please like, comment, and subscribe. And if you have further questions, you want to learn more, you'd like to have somebody come alongside you and help you in some of this, that's what we do here at Wingman, and we'd love to hear from you.